Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And yesterday, Hillary Rodham Clinton said that while she was Secretary of State, Alan, she used personal email address as a matter of convenience. And she tried to quell that criticism yesterday. How'd she do?
Well, from what I heard, I thought she did very well. Look, they're after her. They're after her. They're after Joe Biden. They know that these are the potential candidates, and they'll do anything in their power to put them out of the running. And we know that. And now, of course, the congressional committees, which have gone too far in the past, are now saying we have to subpoena her also to bring her up there. The longer they can keep this going, the more they can tie it to their failed Benghazi efforts, the more likely it is that this will just keep going. And that's what they're trying to do. I thought she made sense. I think a defense is never that everybody else does it, but everybody else did do it. So now she was forthcoming. She says, looking back on it, well, should she have only had one account, probably it would have been easier. When they asked her to give up her server, her personal server, she said no. You know, to me, the idea, if you succumb to these guys, if you let them bully you, if you start to apologize, you're done. Just look at the way in which the Fox people behave. When they're yelled at, get off my back, you know. But when anybody else does it, they're the first ones to yell, it's a cover-up, it's this, it's that. So from my perspective, Hillary did very well.
New York U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Senator Rand Paul, Cory Booker, all calling to end the medical marijuana ban on the federal level. And the New York Times this morning, Alan, editorializing, saying three senators introduced legislation with a number of important changes to federal marijuana policies, and it deserves to be passed by Congress.
Well, look, we know which way this thing is heading, and that is to either decriminalize or allow marijuana sales. It's already happening in some states. It's going to happen. Obviously, it's popular with a lot of people. Marijuana can be abused. Alcohol can be abused. We know that. But when you criminalize and you make it part of the justice system, you suck in a lot of people who probably shouldn't be there, considering everything else that's going on in this country and this world. So the Times is right. Gillibrand is right. And it is an interesting, it's a bad term, but an interesting political bedfellows when you see Rand Paul and Kirsten Gillibrand standing next to each other in common cause.
Officials with the University of Oklahoma on Tuesday expelled two students they had identified as playing a leading role in singing a racist chant on a bus over the weekend that has sparked outrage across the country. This is really something that is affecting the entire country and even the world.
Well, it is, because it sets the standard for everybody else, for all the rest of us. Don't tell jokes that are either racist or have racist implications. This is a tightening up of things that go on all the time. I don't know how many people are guilty of it in this country, but I am sure that many people now take a look at their own words and say, oh boy, that could have been me. And the president of the university, a former governor, is right to come down strong. The national fraternity knows it's in real trouble here and is running as fast as it can. And the kids who, you know, did this probably in an unthinking and stupid manner are going to pay a huge price for this indiscretion. And, you know, that's the way that the justice system works. You make an example and then other people follow.